Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
May 31st, Governor Abbott says sports can return with no fans in Texas.
Okay. You going to see games with no fans?
Well, apparently not, because if there's no fans, I'm not a player, so I can't go.
Right. So what's it matter to us? It
matters to us if they're actually playing games like they are with the soccer.
I guess. I mean, they're doing that in Florida already, though. Everybody who wants to play can just go to Florida and play.
Yeah, but it does matter in terms of, hey, here's another place where they can play games.
That's true. Where
there's a lot of stadiums.
Okay.
Then so I think it's a good thing. This thing happened 6 months ago, so they're just trying to capitalize. Obviously, it was such a big deal. The fact that everybody in the world had a reaction to it. Yeah, I'd do a documentary, too. If I thought it would sell and make me some money, I'd do it tomorrow. And, you know, I'm just skeptical because it just seems like trying to capitalize on it, on a situation, because it seems to me it would be so much better 5 years from now.
Yeah.
Right on the heels of it. Because you'll get more information by then. At some point, somebody's going to retire.
And then they'll talk about it.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. You also missed Jerome Solomon and a lot of other stuff. It's been a good first couple of hours. And a lot of stuff I want to get to that the people want to comment on, but we got something more important going on. Lance Erline joins us. What's up, buddy?
I don't know if that's more important.
Where the hell have you been, yeah, Lance? We've been trying to get you on the show for like a month.
I know. So yesterday I was, I guess my ringers are off. I don't know when I'm turning my ringers off, except when we do sports map videos. I turn the ringers off, and then I guess I just haven't been having phone calls coming in. I don't know.
Likely then, story.
Today I got locked in on some stuff I was doing. I was one of the things I've been doing since I'm not doing draft stuff and I've got a little free time is I've been getting back on my Ancestry.com account and going through all my Ancestry stuff.
And find out what kind of white person you are?
Yeah.
Are you into the part of Ancestry where you're like tracking your old relatives, or are you just trying to find out like what percentage of blood you have?
No, that's DNA stuff. Yeah, you're talking about more DNA stuff.
Okay.
I'm tracking family lineage, family tree, you know, it's going back to a little bit of Scotland, some Germany, some England. It's what you would expect.
Basic white person stuff.
Yeah, it's fairly predictable.
Okay. Well, I mean, you've got a Hispanic wife, so you're changing up the family lineage a little bit.
Yeah. We're mixing up a little bit, but we'll see.
At least your kids will be like, okay, well, that's interesting. At least we're not just straight up basic white kids.
they've got a little additional. So do I. I've got French. I've got Swiss. I've got it's different but similar.
It's different white people.
Yeah. But the Germans are, like, for example, the Swiss side is much different than the French side, I feel like. I found a Scottish guy today, you know, he's like my sixth great-grandpa or whatever.
So. Did you text him?
What's that?
Did you text him?
I didn't find him. Like, he's not alive, but...
Oh, your sixth great-grandfather's not alive?
He's dead. He was a Scotsman who was sentenced to die for his religious beliefs, and then he just moved to the U.S.
So the potato famine didn't get him.
No, that didn't get him.
Okay,
that
thank goodness.
That didn't get him. But, you know, that's how it goes.
Yeah, well, don't do the DNA thing. I've watched enough Law & Order episodes. You don't want your DNA running out there just in case.
Just in case somebody swipes it.
Yeah, in case you did any crime back in the 80s or 90s, you don't want falling back on you. Maybe just forget about that.
I was just not a criminal. I did some things that would have been considered misdemeanors. You know, whenever I sneak out of our house, I did some stuff that was, you know, kind of just, you know, regular 14-year-old stupid stuff.
You never did any real crime in high school? Like that?
I tried to break into a house, but not to do anything. I just wanted to see if a credit card could actually... I took a credit card out of my dad's wallet while he was asleep, and I went and tried to jiggle it and see if I could jiggle a window open with it. Now, that'll usually get you shot in the face in Texas, but I wasn't thinking like that back then. I just wanted to see if that could – I mean, right now it would be considered a B&E, but at the time, all I'm thinking of is I just want to see if this will work. I'm not going to get anything. I just want to see if it will happen, if it will work.
So why didn't you try that on your own house then?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't, you know.
I think you had some ulterior motives. I think there was either.
You can't steal your own car. That's technically not an auto theft if you take your own family's car without them knowing it and drive off. That's not technically car theft.
That's probably the worst thing I ever did in high school that I didn't get arrested or in trouble for. And I'm pretty sure the statute of limitations is up, but there was like this mom-and-pop car dealership, and we waited until the guy left for the day, and we broke into the little shack and got the keys. We just grabbed a random set of keys and went out and found a car that it would go into, and it was a 1969 Chevy Nova. And I took that Chevy Nova and drove it around Farmington, New Mexico for probably about 2 weeks.
And, what?
Yeah, and I would put it under a tarp when I got home at night, and then eventually I started to get really paranoid that I was going to get in trouble, so I just drove it into a river and let it sink to the bottom of the river.
What?
Yeah.
Fred, did you know this story?
I did not know this story. I love it.
What did you do?
I did a lot of crime when I was in high school. I went to jail multiple times in high school. I mean, I was a bad kid. I was a bad egg, they would call me.
Jail multiple times in high school?
Yeah, I was a bad seed.
Golly. What'd you go to jail for?
You may not have heard the story, but I broke into a theater, like a theater where they do like plays. Yep. And I got arrested wearing a bunny costume. I was super high, but... I got held at gunpoint while I was wearing a yellow bunny costume.
And then
the other times was just like minors in possession and weed stuff, just nonsense. But
he also got the parents' dream.
Well, in the military, he got interrogated for a murder he didn't commit.
That's true. Yeah, wild. I guess. People just assume I was doing bad stuff when really
there's
I was just
no
trying to live.
No chance Gal knew all this stuff last January.
I don't think so. I hope not. I hope he's actually not listening now. That's the old me. But that's why you don't do DNA tests, because they could find the DNA on that car and say, you know what, you stole a car.
Well, see, that's why you don't do DNA tests.
Right. I guess non-criminals should feel safe doing it, but I don't feel safe doing it.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
I feel safe doing it, but I'm not, you know, I think I know what it's going to churn out. I've done enough of this ancestry family tree where I know it's all pretty predictable.
Yeah, I have not messed with that because I know where all my people come from, and they're half of them are from the desert and half of them are just a bunch of mutts. So.
Yeah. I've gone back to the 1600s. I'm back to the 1600s and some of the stuff. This just in, it's kind of hard to get some records once you get that far.
Are you finding any? Are you finding that any of your family did anything interesting? I mean, besides like your dad coaching in the NFL. I mean, like, did any of them do interesting stuff?
Well, so here's the thing. A lot of it really doesn't, unless somebody's gone and done actual work and really studied it. A lot of what you're doing is just aggregating other people's work and just siphoning it onto your family tree. And so, I mean, there's a lot of it are census, you know, it's just census stuff that you add, and it just notes that they live in a certain area, marriage certificates, birth certificates. So it's not as much information as you would think, to be honest with you. Every once in a while, there will be something where you can read a story on somebody. Somebody has put together information on a story. And I did see some old newspaper. I did actually find an old newspaper story from, like, the 1800s today that was pretty funny. Like, the way that they wrote and how one guy gave another guy a black eye, but then he gave him $2 to make up for it. That was in the newspaper.
That makes sense. That seems like a fair deal.
Yeah, there's another one that it had something about there was an Indian who was really poking around a lot near the general store, getting all the kids' attention. The kids were getting riled up about it, and it was like I just wanted to read a lot of newspaper articles from that particular time just to see, because the way it was written and the story, it was just like a gossipy little newspaper column. It was kind of from the 1800s. It was actually pretty interesting. But as far as the rest of what's interesting about them, you have to go and get deep into the research. I'm just sitting behind a computer, so I haven't found. I'm just trying to see how far backwards I can go.
It looks like there's a lot of people on Twitter saying that maybe you are hoping to find that you've got some sort of minority blood in you, so you can have a better chance of being hired as an NFL coach or GM.
Listen, if you want draft capital, you want draft capital. It's up to you.
Okay.
But I don't think I'm gonna be doing any coaching anytime soon. But I do think it's pretty interesting that the NFL is like, okay, look, we're gonna sweeten the pot a little bit more here. How about draft picks? Because you know what everybody loves more than anything, except for Bill O'Brien, is draft picks.
Yeah, it's true. He
hates them.
About
27 teams in the league love to trade back and love to add draft picks, and they game the system with the compensatory picks and all that. And there's only about five teams, like the Bears, the Texans, the Saints, who love to trade up and give picks away. So they're saying, oh, okay, I know what you love more than anything, draft picks. Let's see if we can't get you guys a little excited with some draft picks. Or draft spacing, I should say.
Well, I still think you'd make a hell of a GM, so try to find some minority in there.
I got news for you. It doesn't look like that's going to happen so far, and so far we're back into the 1700s on pretty much both sides, so I don't think we're going to find anything, guys.
All right, that's Lance Zierlein. You can hear him on the bench in the mornings, and you can get him on NFL.com. One of the most talented guys we have. Always a pleasure, Lance, and look forward to seeing you back in the office again soon, man. Hopefully it won't be too much longer.
Yeah, yep. I was up there today, but police were up there looking for AJ, but I told them I had no idea where he was.
Oh, great.
Yep.
I'm never coming back to work.
Not now.
All right, that's Lance Zierlein. Appreciate the time, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon, man. Oh, okay.
Lamont says AJ's a thug. That's probably the right word. I don't know if I would have. I don't know if I was a thug. I probably was kind of a thug. But I was as thug as you could be for like a 160-pound white kid. I don't know if that's a sort of a thug. Then that's the kind of thug I was.
We all have stuff from high school, man.
I just didn't. I honestly, when I was in high school, I just felt like nothing I could do was really going to get me in that big of trouble. You know what I mean? Like, it just felt like I got away with enough stuff early on that I was like, well, what's the worst that could happen if I do this? And it turned out I'm doing okay. It worked out all right.
Yeah. Well, that's common at that age, man. You think you're bulletproof. I mean, my goodness, we tried so many different things to get high, and so many, and just like, oh, let's go take a baseball bat to some mailboxes, or let's do this, or let's do that, because you never really worried about it. And, you know, it's, I think it's pretty common. But as you get older and realize, oh, I'm 18 now, if I do this, I might actually have to go to jail for a while, then
yeah,
change a little. But,
well, so the proper, really the moral of this story is, do whatever you want until you're 17 or 18 years old. Once they can try you as an adult, probably calm your ass down. Besides murder, don't do murder or rape. I'm against those things.
Or child molestation.
Yeah, anything like that. Don't do that stuff. But, like, you know, if you want to steal a car for a couple weeks and then drive it into a river when the heat gets on, do it.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. All right, let's just take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You
Houston's only FM sports station, is now bringing you more talk with less commercials.
I heard so much talk.
Making that commute to work even better, even if it's just from the kitchen to the living room.
So, yeah, there's a lot of advantages.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. A couple of things to catch up on from the text line. And it's funny that these two came in back-to-back. One person says, I thought the players today could never handle the guarding and the fouls that wouldn't have been called then than they are now. Nowadays, it's just a bunch of floppers who can't take tough defense. 90s was a tougher ball game. And then the next text is, the thought guys were so tough back then and soft today is ridiculous. The rules have changed in all sports, making it less physical. How much skill did it take to hand check in basketball or mug receivers? Way more skilled and mentally tough in today's game. So,
I mean, I think there's legitimately an argument to be made for both sides of that. I do think that there was it a tougher game? Yes. Does that mean that it would have been tough for guys in today's NBA to play that game? Probably so. Does that mean that the guys from that era would just fall into this game effortlessly? I don't believe so. I'm with you. Without hand checking, suddenly you got to actually play defense. It gets a little tougher.
And I don't know that a team like the Lame Bear Pistons would be effective now because
hell no,
there's so much 3-and-D and things like that. I mean that team just wouldn't be able to win.
So. A lot of teams wouldn't be able to win because that's the other thing. Whatever you think, that was a less skilled era of basketball. Like that wasn't a, like there weren't shooters like there are today. There's not, and you can say what you want. Reggie Miller was a great shooter. He's probably the best of that era. Reggie Miller's he's nowhere near the shooter that Steph Curry is. That's just a fact. And again, 90s hardcore, you know, this is the greatest era. We'll argue that it's just a fact. And the game was so slow back then. And someone had tweeted and said, it's just that there are no good bigs today. That's why bigs are ineffective today, because there's no good ones. Shaq and Hakeem would have been great in today's NBA. And I don't know if that's true, because what are Shaq and Hakeem doing in a game between the Warriors and Rockets where they're having so many possessions? I mean, it's probably 60% more possessions now than your average, you know, game in 1995. So I don't know if they're as effective, honestly.
I won't get into the argument over who's better out of Shaq and Hakeem. I think Hakeem would be more effective in this era because he was a really good passer out of the post. So while I think his scoring numbers would be down, I bet his assist numbers would be up because he'd be kicking the ball out to three-point shooters a lot. And I think the inside-outside would work. Now, he can't go out there and shoot threes, but I do think he'd be effective just in a different way. Could he be dominant? I don't know. That's, you know, having 10 assists as a center doesn't necessarily make you dominant. And then Saints Patrick says, I'm not saying I'm pro-Rona, but the drastic jump in dickweeds on the roads being chauffeured by Helen Keller definitely has me weighing the pros and cons. Yeah, well, the good news is it's going to be summer, so hopefully it won't get really bad again until the fall, traffic-wise, but
assuming kids go back to school in the fall. Have you heard what they're talking about with school?
No.
Yeah, you don't have kids in school anymore, so you're kind of avoiding all this talk. But there's rumors that maybe kids will only go to class 2 days a week, and then the other 2 days will be learn at home.
Wow.
Which, you know, obviously that's going to present problems for families with two working parents. You know, things like that. It's definitely going to make things. I mean, obviously, it's made things difficult during this time. But a lot of people have been working less or things like that. But yeah, if you've got two parents with full time jobs, how do you balance that? You know, and if you've got, especially if you've got little kids, if you've got like a kindergartner and a second grader, you can't leave them home alone.
No, that's, well, I hadn't heard that, but yeah, you're right. I haven't paid attention because I don't have to worry about it anymore. All I really care about is when does Penn State start classes? So
you care, well, you care about when does Penn State start football. You don't care about class.
Well, yeah, but I'd like her to be able to go to class. And a couple follow-up things, as Jerome's saying Rudy Gobert couldn't play back then, and like Bill Winnington was so great. Yeah, again, I think there's the romanticizing, because for every Patrick Ewing, there were a bunch of Bill Winningtons and Bill Cartwrights and guys like that. And the other thing I kind of would dispute is you talk about Russell being faster and quicker than Joel Embiid.
I don't know if I believe that either.
You got to take it in context. He was faster and quicker against smaller, slower players.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's going to look quicker. But, you know, that's – and he was also surrounded by a bunch of Hall of Famers in an 8-team league, which also gets lost all the time. But, yeah, I mean, it's I think so he's a better athlete today, weaker mentally, though, too much blending of positions. I don't like this era ball, Harden style of everything is gross. Yeah, Harden –
But how many players play that style? I'm not a fan of Harden ball. But if you like, and I always talk about this. Probably one of my favorite teams ever, honestly, was the Warriors' first championship team, like before KD showed up. You can't watch that kind of basketball and not think that it's fun, and not think that those guys can play. Like I just don't believe it.
Well, as much as we want to say these guys are mentally soft, go back and watch all the Scottie Pippen stuff from there again. It's easy to point out Kevin Durant for being a wuss.
Yeah, Scottie Pippen didn't go. He refused to go in a game because they didn't draw up a shot for him. Get out of here.
Yeah, he was a baby too. I think it's, and to talk about how physical it was. It wasn't physical until that Pistons team. If you go back before that. The teams like the Rockets and the Nuggets were playing 152 to 148 games, and it wasn't because they were great shooters. It was because nobody played defense, and there was a reaction to that. And that's why you had a stretch where it got really physical. But let's also not pretend like those Heat-Knicks series were any fun to watch after the Jordan era. That was some bad basketball, man. Oh, well. I guess we need to go to break, as we've been over all day, but what the hell, we're having fun. I'm not apologizing for it. Don't go anywhere. I will have a gym of the day when we come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, I got to tell you guys about CBDMD. CBDMD.com. I've been an advocate of CBD for a long time, and CBDMD, they came around, and it's like, now I can't give you a reason not to give them a try. If you've got chronic pain, if you've got sleep issues, CBD could be a solution for those things. And if you've got anxiety, they've got something for everybody. I love the CBD Freeze. It's one of my favorite products. It's something that it's like a roll-on that basically you put on if you're sore after a workout. And it has really changed the game for me, because sometimes I would work out and my shoulder or my knees would hurt so bad that I couldn't do anything the next day. I couldn't lift the next day. Well, now I'm able to, and it honestly takes away the pain almost immediately. This is ethically sourced, U.S. grown, super high quality. It's third-party tested for safety, purity, and effectiveness. You're getting the best product is what you're getting. And now you're getting it for 20% off with the promo code ESPN975 at checkout. That's CBDMD.com. Use promo code ESPN975 at checkout, and you'll get 20% off your order at CBDMD.com.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN975. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And because we've been going on, you know, way over so much today,
have we
haven't done a Zadok Jr. Well, yeah, Jerome basically blew through a break. And so we were late getting Lance on, so Lance went through a break there. So we have not done a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. So let's do a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
And for the record, I'm not complaining or bitching about it in any way. It's been fun. It's just that I was explaining why we hadn't done a Gem of the Day yet.
Okay.
So this was one of the contenders for yesterday, but I held it back. But I'm sure you saw this story where a South Korean soccer team has reportedly apologized for filling the stands of their fanless stadium with sex dolls for a weekend game.
I mean, you got to put butts in seats, Fred.
I have to tell you, looking at the picture, they're all wearing masks, right? So it covers up the mouth part of a sex doll. Otherwise, they just look like dolls. You wouldn't know.
Yeah, I don't know what the big deal is.
I don't quite get why they have to apologize, because they're all fully dressed.
To me, mannequins would be way creepier.
Yeah. I mean,
because I saw some mannequins being used, and that's weird to me.
Yeah, I saw a restaurant was doing that to keep the tables spaced out.
I don't like that. I wouldn't want to eat with mannequins.
Mannequins are creepy. They really are. And this is from somebody who likes creepy-looking things that resemble women. But I got to tell you, these look normal. And they've all got clothes on, and they've got the kits that they're wearing. And their mouths are covered. So
they could just, as long as their mouth is covered, they could just be regular dolls.
Right. At that point, you're not a sex doll. I mean, I'm sorry. You're just a doll.
Yeah.
I don't understand the stigma here. But they blame their supplier for the sex doll mix-up. The FC Seoul won the game 1-0, in case you were curious, which I'm not. But I don't know what the backlash is here. You're just repurposing and making it look like you had some female fans. What's wrong with that? Regardless, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
How have your dinos been doing?
The dinos they're continuing to roar. Yeah, I think, if I'm not mistaken, tonight might be my guy's night. I got to look up dinos. What do you just look up projected starters?
I'm looking at the game notes versus the Doosan Bears predictions.
I almost chose the Doosan Bears as my team. I'm glad I didn't.
Losers.
It was foolish of me.
Yeah. I think Lance pick though?
He picked the KT Wiz.
The KT Wiz.
The dinos have already just destroyed.
Nothing on projected starters on this site.
Okay. Well.
But 11-1, man.
It's hard to beat, man. It really is. And you know what? I think it is Kuchang Mo night, because the fact that they're 11-1 means they're 12 games in. He's their third starter. So he's already pitched twice. So that means it's his turn in the rotation, I'm pretty sure. So I think it might be his time.
You better get those Kuchang Clan shirts going, man.
Yeah. Tyler found a website where we can maybe get some gear. I'm looking for it. But here's the problem with the Dinos hats. They're measured differently. So it's like I wear a 7.5 in a fitted hat. I don't know what size that is in Korean. Like they measure in centimeters.
Yeah, it's got to be like a 10.
No, it's like they're like 54, 56, or 58. Like, I don't know. I don't know. So I'm going to have to find a size translation.
Hmm. Well, probably the biggest hat they have plus something is what you'd want.
Yeah, that's probably true.
They are traditionally very small people.
They are small people.
Yeah. So, but I'm sure you can find one.
Yeah.
Well, I still think you should make your own t-shirts and sell those. I bet you'll make a lot of money off of them.
Okay, here we go. This is the projected lineups for tonight. Yep. Kuchang Mo. taking on Chris Flexen. Oh, he gets an American tonight for Doosan. Now, Chris Flexen is 2-0 with a 3.75 ERA. That's pretty good. Kuchang Mo, 2-0 with a non-existent ERA. Now, that's good.
Is zero good?
Zero's good in sports.
Okay. Well, in ERA.
Yes. Yeah. Now, if Kuchang Mo were a batter, that wouldn't be good.
So what time is this game on tonight?
That game is 4:30 a.m. Central Time.
All right, I might be up then. I usually am. So,
yeah, I usually try to stay up for Kuchang's starts. I don't know if they call him Kuchang or Kuchang Mo or Jaku Mo. I don't know. But I like to stay up for his starts. But it's, you know, on a work day, that's pretty late for me. I don't know.
Well,
can you calm your dog down? I know she's excited about the dinos too, but
yeah, this is really bleeped because the wife just got home and she takes the little dog out first and then leaves her in here by herself to take the other dog out. And of course the little dog freaks out and is barking like an idiot. So
yeah.
Thanks wife. Not real pleased with her at the moment.
What are they good for? These women. Good for nothing.
Yeah. This is a non-drinking night for me, which means I'll wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'll go back to sleep for an hour, and then I'll wake up at 4:30, so I'll probably just jump up and watch it then, so I can get some dino action in. But, yeah, that's what sucks, is when I don't drink, I just don't sleep very well. Kind of, you know, what are you going to do? I always need a few shots to help me crash, but probably play a little poker tonight, too. I've been playing that little $25 tournament each night, and last two nights it's been nothing, bleed down to almost no chips and have to shove with a small pair. So I'm going to mix up my play tonight and maybe open things up a little bit and try to get some chips early because I have been really card dead for two nights in a row. And, you know, you gotta get aggressive in that situation and try to make some things happen. So if you're playing me tonight, just assume I'm bluffing you every hand. So, all right, let's take a really quick break. Only one segment left to go. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One final segment to go. We'll have a little Hey Man Bleep That, but I do want to tell you, soccer matters with our man Glenn Davis, who you heard on the show yesterday, coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, so you can get all your Bundesliga. And,
I can't believe the show's already over.
Yeah, I know. Things just flown by. Of course, I missed the first 5 minutes, so it seems short to me. But people keep asking, where do you get in the poker rooms? As I've told you guys 100 times, hit up Jerry Bowe on Twitter, and you can get into the club. For some reason, people keep asking me the same question on that, even though I've mentioned it 100 times. So let's go to a little Hey Man Bleep That, if you will. And I'll start it off today. Did you see this Cody Latimer story?
Yeah.
He was arrested, charged with 3 felonies and 2 misdemeanors after an altercation at a poker game where he fired off his gun. Well, obviously it looks bad and it is bad, but his attorney shared some additional information. And I don't know if you saw this, but his attorney told the court he's been contacted by law enforcement concerning an investigation of a sexual assault of Latimer's 4-year-old son that was allegedly perpetrated by one of the individuals at that poker game. Now, I don't know if any of this is true, but I got to tell you, if somebody sexually assaults your 4-year-old son, yeah, firing a gun, not a good answer, but boy, I can sure understand the anger that would cause that. So, yeah. But anyway, I'd be interested to see how this story plays out, but I think if that's the case, It doesn't excuse it, but it certainly makes it understandable, because I can't tell you how I would have reacted to somebody when my kid was 4, because I was a hothead myself. So To that I say,
hey man, f*** that.
So while obviously the world is consumed by coronavirus, and you know, for good reason, don't get me wrong, there's a new there's a side effect of that that's really an unfortunate one. There are new record high STD and HIV cases being reported during the pandemic, and there's not really certainty as to why, but because healthcare workers normally assigned to STD cases have been redeployed is probably part of it, but it is a consequence of the pandemic. So by the time we get this pandemic figured out, everybody might have freaking AIDS, and we could be into a second AIDS pandemic, which would be, I mean, I might go with that's worse. I don't know. But I just want diseases to go away. I don't like this. I don't vaccinate my kid. If everybody would just vaccinate their kids, we wouldn't have Wuhan virus and stuff like that, I feel. But, and I say that not knowing for sure. But I just don't see any reason not to, because there's so much stuff. There's so much crap in the world can kill you. Why would we let these things creep back into our lives? So to all that, I say,
hey, man, f*** that.
So mine's a little less serious than both of those. But I don't know if either of you have been in the office recently, but about, I think, a week ago, for whatever reason, they decided to change the soap in the men's bathroom. And it's a much less viscous soap, so whenever you squeeze it, it shoots out onto your hand, and your hand rebounds it onto your clothes and the wall, and it is the most annoying thing. Not to mention, it smells terrible. It smells like hairspray, and it's just annoying that they, like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So to that, I say, hey, man, f*** that.
Good job, Tyler.
Just keeping it light.
I haven't been in a couple of weeks, so I mean, I didn't use it when I was there. I was only there for an hour-long meeting, and I left.
Maybe they got some soap that helps kill coronavirus, and then we have to deal with it. That's okay.
But doesn't God, like all soap do that?
Well, maybe this is some good stuff. This is the good stuff.
Yeah, it's the Rona killer. Yeah, like 10 techs asking me about the poker club. Like, I've mentioned this 100 times. Do people not listen to me? Probably not. I guess they just tune me out. I just want to mention this again. I threw it out earlier in the show, but True Anomalies Falcon 9 beer will be out a week from tomorrow, you know, unless something comes up delayed. And if you want one, you better go get them quick, because it's a very limited release. And this is the version that they're aging in Whitmire's barrels. This is the non-barrel age version. So I love how it turned out. And I want to make it clear, I just had an idea. They did all the work. And I put them together with the Whitmire so we could age it. So, you know, my role in it was I wanted a cinnamon stout. That's it. Tom did it and was great. So that'll be out next Wednesday, and drop by the brewery, and which should be open by then, and pick yours up before they're gone, because there's a little over 300 bottles. And don't start asking me unless you're somebody I've already told, hey, I got one for you, which is a pretty small group. So, because I'm not getting that many either, because there's just not that many of them. So I think you guys will like it. I'm looking forward to it. It's been a cool process. So what else is going on here as we wrap up the show? Anything going on tonight besides your dinos?
I don't think so. I'll probably just be a lazy, but I think I'm going to get a quick lift in after work on my prison homemade bench press and overhead press, do some squatting. But after that, I think I'm just going to watch a few episodes of The Wire and drink some beer.
It sounds like a pretty good
night.
It's
a very difficult night for me.
That sounds like almost every night of the Rona break, but I'm not sure that I really need to go do anything, but I'll probably drop by one of the neighborhood bars when they open Friday for a little bit, as long as it's not crowded. If it's crowded, which I suspect it might be, probably just turn around and go home.
Yeah.
But I would like to get back out just to you know, just to see some folks I hadn't seen in a while. It's because I'm really worried about turning into a person who never does anything. Because the longer this goes, the longer I'm like, yeah, I don't really need that. Especially if I can buy alcohol to go. I could drop by, say hello, buy alcohol to go, and go home and drink. So we'll see. But at least there's some encouraging signs. I don't want to say I'm starting to have hope, because hope is a dangerous thing. But I think with stuff opening back up, with the talk of having sports again, even without fans, dare say, I feel like I have a little hope, AJ.
Well, that's the start, right?
Yeah, yeah. But, of course, then we have a second wave and all this goes back to this.
Right.
And, you know, but
I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. I'm hoping you're right.
Yeah, I just feel like things are, I mean, they're never going to quite be normal for a long time. We're never going to quite have everything we had. And who knows if this thing continues to be bad, you know, what life is going to be like. And the economy is obviously going to be in the tank for a long time. But if we just get a few little normal things here and there, and that's where we're starting to see, then I'll at least feel a little bit better, because it has been a really, it's been a long stretch here. And I really feel for people who can't work or who are out of work, because when I was out of work last time and I thought, you know what, I could use the break. And then after about a week, it's like, oh, I'm going crazy. I want to get back to work. So I hope we get some jobs back, and I hope things start opening back up and everything's good. So yeah, I have a little hope. Well, guess what? That is going to wrap it up. That one flew by. Great job, Hoffman, as always. Great job, Tyler, as always. Other than the start of the show, I was pretty good today, and that wasn't really my fault, so I'm going to give myself a D+. And we will be back tomorrow. Stick around. Glenn Davis, Soccer Matters up next. Till tomorrow, stay Rona-free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you. And that other stuff, too.
What is the rubber? That is the rubber. You pop it, the rubber. Pop it, the rubber.
And then you go, yo.
Yo.
So, like, right. Wait, I think he said, what's up? Hold on. Now, what is he trying to say about society?